We are joined on the line this morning by Shay Altamont. She is the communications manager for the Avon Lake Public Library System. Shay, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing well. You guys were just talking about the weather and how cold it is. And I think this is perfect time for book reading weather.
Cuddling up with a good book, or at least a nice good book, if you've got the time for that. I'm going to put you on the spot. What's the last thing you've checked out of the library? When was the last time, or what do you remember what it was, or what you've been?
Yes, actually, I'm reading A Man Called Uwe, and it is it's a heartwarming, touching book about an older gentleman and who's kind of a curmudgeon, if you will. And I think that I'm kind of getting into the part where I think he's kind of softening a little bit to some of his neighbors and things like that. And it's just an excellent read. I've been waiting to get my hands on this one, and it's just a nice, good book. And everyone tells me that, especially during the pandemic, because I was like, I don't want to read anything serious. So this is kind of a nice I'm told it's going to have a good ending, so a happier ending.
Don't cheat. Don't flip to the back of the book and read the last chapter or try to figure that out. Sometimes people will try to do that.
They will do that.
Yeah,
yep.
It's a little bit of that. Right. So the Avon Lake Public Library System celebrating a 90th anniversary. Tell us a little bit about this and what you guys have planned.
Yeah, well, so about 90 years ago in February on a cold winter day in 1931, the Avon Lake Public Library opened its doors for the very first time in an old house that was it's called Route 83 up here and up by the lake. And the village at that point, Avon Lake was a village at the time, and they all kind of came together and said, we need a library in our community. So we opened in 1931 with about 505 books and one librarian. And we have grown exponentially. We moved out from what used to be a little house, and we've moved into our current location where we have a lot more than 505 books. And we're just excited to be celebrating, 90 years of serving not just the Avon Lake community, but honestly, we have people from all over Lorain County, Cuyahoga County, Huron County, and Erie that come visit us. And we're just excited to be starting the celebration next week. So,
Shay, I see a picture of that original library house, so to speak, on the cover of your Discover ALPL newsletter. Mm-hmm. Does that house still exist? Where was it in the city? Do you know?
So, unfortunately, the house does not still exist, but the house actually existed just southwest of the current Avon Lake High School. So, again, it used to be someone's house. It had been donated at the time, and I'm told from people who actually still remember that old, first library location, that they were part of the house where they kind of had like crawl to get to some of the books. I'm not exactly sure where they were, but anyway, it was so tiny that that was kind of the case. They just sort of put books in every nook and cranny that they could find. So it was quite small, but unfortunately around 1955, I believe, the fire department actually had to, it got tore down and was used actually as a fire drill, I guess, how to burn down a house. But anyway, so it's no longer here, and now we are on Electric Avenue in a much larger space. And when we first moved here, we had the original blueprint, and then in 1994, we actually expanded the library to its current blueprint and or footprint, and have a much larger collection and more rooms, meeting rooms and spaces and discovery works. Play area and things like that. So,
yeah, talk a little bit about that Discovery Works. It's a unique part that you have at your library.
Yeah, we're one of the only libraries in Ohio to have something like it. So most libraries have, their children's area and children's department, like a little play area. Well, that's full of librarians and books. So our Discovery Works area is actually, the staff there are all educators and teachers, and a lot of the activities that are in there are all science-based. So we have a lot of STEM activities. They're learning, there's everything from microscopes in there to we have a full-size skeleton so kids, can come see what that looks like. They can learn about the body, or we have different, like, touch, feel, smell, all the different senses, little areas that they can play and learn in. All the programming there is based, again, on science-based programming. And actually, too, Discovery works with Avon Lake City Schools, and we meet their curriculum standards, and we actually have classes that our teachers teach to their students K through 5. And they'll actually come physically to the building, not right now with COVID. So we actually have bags that have all the science, like basically the science kits, that, again, go along with the curriculum that teachers are currently teaching. And we assemble all of those here at the library and Discovery Works, and they're sent over to the school so that we continue to be a part of their, you know, the kids' education here in Avon Lake. So.
Yeah, and you mentioned about how things certain times they're different clothes. What has last year been like, and how have you adapted, and what has the library done to sort of do their best during a time like that?
I think when this all hit last spring, like everyone else, we were, or a lot of people were, most of our staff were home for a couple months. But behind the scenes, most of our administrative staff, and our managers, we were working behind the scenes to create other alternative ways in which to serve the community. And so what we came up with, probably our most visual, is what we call our curbside service. So most of the time people are used to, you know, getting curbside service at your local restaurant. But we actually do this at the library. And so you can basically order up books or movies or a science kit, and we will deliver them out to your car. So we basically offer that touchless service. We still are offering that now, but we are open. So around July, end of July, we reopen to the public fully so that people can come inside and, you know, get their materials and check things out. We just kind of have modified or abbreviated hours, like for the computer use. And again, how long that people kind of stay in and browse. Most people, though, are in and out pretty quickly, I think, just for their own comfort level. So,
are they reading more books or less books? Have you noticed? Is anybody taking a toll, you know, account on that, or wondered how books are surviving during this?
Are you kidding? We actually, it's a great question, actually, because most people, even before the pandemic, would go, are libraries really, are people still using them and reading paper books? Yes. So during the pandemic, we noticed even more so. We actually, for the month of November and December, we broke records for the number of checkouts that people were reading materials. Now, granted, a lot of those actually were digital materials, so like your e-books. People are reading online more often. They're downloading movies. The digital age is here and helped a lot of people through the pandemic. The other thing we noticed is people, obviously there's the virtual checkouts. But when people come in, I have to laugh a lot of times because they are taking armfuls of books, of movies, audio books, et cetera. I mean, I kind of laugh a little bit about it, but people in some way are so scared that we're going to close down, I think, again. And we're not at this point, as long as we're not purple. But, people are getting armfuls. They want to make sure that they have things to read. So, we were pleasantly surprised that we saw a steady increase of the usage of our materials still, despite all the challenges of the time that we're all feeling right now. So.
I see that the Friends of the Avon Lake Public Library is holding a book drive this coming Sunday. They're getting people to tell me a little bit about that, the importance of those friends. That's really kind of what drives many libraries, is the other people, the volunteers, the organizations like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So our friends group, we love them, and they do a great job. All the money that they raise through their ongoing book sale or throughout the years, they've had a spring and fall book sale. That goes back to support our programs, our events, materials, of course, et cetera. So, yeah, they are integral to what we do and our ability to serve the community. They are having a book drive, actually, this Sunday, January 31st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be touchless. So basically what that means is anybody who has books, gently used books, we're asking, or DVDs or Blu-rays, can basically bag those up or box them up, and they'll come to our front entrance and basically just kind of go through like a drive-through area, and they don't have to get out of their car at all. They just open their trunk or open, their doors, and we'll get everything from them. We noticed that a lot of people had a good bit of time on their hands to clean out, sort of spring clean since last spring, and so we've been had people ask since then, are you taking book donations? And we haven't. for, you know, obvious reasons. But now we are, we're having a special day this Sunday. And then if you miss this Sunday, next February 28th, that's the last Sunday of the month, again, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we'll have a second day for a book drive if you miss this one. So
if people want to find out more about what's going on with your library this year with your 90th anniversary, where's a good place to get some details on upcoming things for them?
Sure. A great place to go is you can either go to our website at alpl.org, or, of course, you can catch us on our Facebook page, Avon Lake Public Library. But you'll want to check that out. We have a special visitor, a special piebald deer that has come back for a second visit with us. We have different displays. We will have random winners, 30 random winners each month for a total of 90, of course, to celebrate 90 years. So you could win a very cool 90th celebration prize pack just by coming in and checking out a book. And we'll have random giveaways every week on Facebook as well. So, yeah, check us out. We're really having a good time. We have a birthday cake made out of books as well. So come see that.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. All things going on. We'll be in touch.
Great. Thank you so much for having us, gentlemen. You have a great day.
You too. Shay Altman joining us this morning. Avon Lake Public Library System. All their 90th anniversary events going on. Lots of things taking place, by the way.